Favor of the Golden Pigeon, written and directed by Jace Paul Wren. In the vast land of King Evan's kingdom, there resided a famous farmer whom was well known for the beets and greens that he would raise. His cows were always plump and healthy, his chickens laid eggs every day, and his sheep gave the softest wool than even the king himself possessed. But what had given him his fame throughout the kingdom and surrounding regions were his golden pigeons. The pigeons were beautiful with their silver beaks and golden feathers. But what was more impressive than the coloring was their beautiful voice, for the song was so pure and sweet that it soothed the golden, good-hearted people and enraged the wicked and vile. Now the man was getting on in his years and needed someone to care for all that he had and cared for. He had not one descendant and no heir. He pondered an idea. He would give the farm and all of his possessions to one of the three hired hands who came to the farm to work for him. The young lads all came from hard-working yet poor families. They worked for him for an education and 4 pieces of gold. After their work was finished for the day, the boys returned to the farmer's cottage to receive their lessons. But the farmer instead met the boys at the door. After you feed the cows, corral the sheep, gather the eggs, you will then go feed and water my pigeons. Now the boys had heard of but had never seen the master's pigeons, as he only brought them out for special occasions. But as the sun shone brightly, the boys hurried to feed the cows, corral the sheep, and gather the eggs. Then they ran to where the master kept his pigeons. The boys were excited because they would finally get to look upon the golden pigeons. The beauty of these birds is the talk of all the land. Their feathers glisten in the sun and shine bright enough to put the stars to shame. Their silver beaks and shanks are in perfect contrast against the pale moonlight. The bird's beauty rivals even the royal crown adorned with sapphires and emeralds. The boys stood and took their time to drink in the beauty and admire the birds that so many spoke of in the highest exuberance. But alas, the silence was broken. "Do you think he'll miss just one bird? They are just dumb animals. I mean, he has an entire field of cattle that make the finest milk and cheese, a coop filled with the fattest chickens that lay the greatest eggs, and an entire corral of the softest sheep wool in the kingdom. Surely he won't notice one missing pigeon." "How horrible are you two! The master has fed us and taught us so much. How ungrateful can you be even to think of taking his pride and joy away from him?"
"You are just a coward.
Do you plan to stay on as the master's hired hand for life? With just one of these birds, we will be the richest people in all the kingdom, nay, all the world. And if you speak of this deed, we will personally send you on home, regretting your actions."
Fear spread through the heart of the youngest boy as he truly feared for his very own life. But he knew what must be done. He turned to go tell the master what the other two were planning, and he tripped on the handle of the shovel the oldest boy forgot to put away.
"Ha, ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, so much for you and all your goodness. You can't stop us.
Let's make sure he does not go to the master. Grab him before he gets back up."
As the lad struggled to free himself, it was a lost battle with a stronger, older boy who kept him pinned to the ground.
"Now, you hold him while I go for the prize."
The boy then walked up to the cage that held the pigeons. He opened the door to grab one of the birds, but as fast as a bolt of lightning, the birds flew from the cage the moment they knew they could be free.
"What are you doing? You let them out. They have flown into the fields of wheat. How could you be such a sot?"
"Well, There's no way to find them now. We better get out of here before the master comes and sees what we have done."
The two boys with evil intent ran back to their own homes. The younger boy dropped to his knees in front of the open cage.
"How could they have done this horrible deed? How will I ever get the pigeons to come back?
Well, they are too fast to catch. I am not a bird, and I cannot fly to them. But maybe, just maybe, I could call to them somehow."
"No, I will whistle to them a tune that my mom sings to me sometimes when I am scared or sad about something."
So the boy sat for a long while whistling that tune, trying to call the birds back to him. As the day grew long and he became hungry and thirsty and sleepy from sitting in the afternoon sun, he let all of this go as he continued on with his whistling tune, hoping against hope that the birds would come back. Then the boy noticed that some of the wheat was moving against the whisper of a breeze that had started only moments ago. He stopped whistling and stood up and put his hand up to block the sun for a better view of the field. He saw a blinding flash as the sun hit the feathers of the golden pigeons.
"You have returned!"
The pigeon came to rest at the feet of the boy before they flew back into their cage and rested their exhausted bodies on their perches of choice. The boy was so glad for the return, he hurried to feed and water them. He then went to the master's cottage for his lessons.
"Where are the other boys?"
"They became tired and needed to rest, so they went home."
As the young boy sat about his lessons, he pondered and felt bad about not telling the master the truth. He was just too afraid of the older boys and what they would do to him.
"Go home, boy, and come back in the morning. Say hi to your family and be careful on the way home."
The next morning, all three of the boys came to the door of the cottage. They had seen the master waiting for them.
"Come in, boys. We need to talk."
The three boys followed the master into his cottage. They stood in the living area as the master brought out a sheet of black fabric that covered something that was oval-shaped. The master stood beside the object.
"Lads, I am getting on in age, and I have no family to speak of, and therefore I have no sons. So I have decided that one of you will inherit all that I own."
The three boys were shocked. They felt anticipation and dread welling up deep inside them.
"I have to choose which one of you will inherit my fortune. You that will be chosen will have all my land, all my holdings, and all of my surviving animals. And here is how I am going to choose. I am going to let my pigeons choose."
The master removed the cloth from the cage and he opened the door. The birds flew around the home and then came to land at the feet of the youngest boy.
"You shall inherit all that is mine."
After the master passed away, the young boy became a man, and good to his word, the boy became the master. He cared for the farm and raised the animals in a kind and gentle way, just as he had when he was a lad. A gentle smile was etched on the lines of his strong face. He greeted the morning sun as he headed to care for what he now owned. He puckered his lips and began to whistle the tune of his beloved mother's song. And in the gladness, the pigeons started to coo.